I have been listening to what you have to say. I am very interested in everything, you know. It's good, huh?
Yes.
Very good, huh? To come and talk like this, huh? It's very different for some on this side, as people. It's very difficult for them when they come here. They don't know nothing, you know. They have to be told this and helped and shown, you know. They don't realize nothing, some of these people. Oh, we have to help them a lot, you know. We have to try and make them understand they're dead, you know. And some of these people, they don't think they're dead at all. They think they're still alive because they think if they die, they should know nothing. And they think, I can't be dead because I like this, you know. I see everything, I hear everything. And they hang around the houses of people and try and make them know they're there, you know. And everyone's crying and wailing and making such a fuss, you know. And they think, only the people cry, I'm not dead, I'm here. And the people that carry on, and then the funeral and everything flowers, you know. Mm-hmm. People, ooh, terrible. And people get so upset, you know. They think all these people think I'm dead. That's not me that's burying in the ground. That's not me. I'm here, you know. Ooh, terrible. Sometimes terrible people. They try weeks, months. Hang around, make bang noises, all sorts of things, you know. No, it's terrible. We have to help them, make them know them dead, and help them, make them say, see, you know, it's no good, you keep going back. No one know you dead, they no understand, they're blind, they know you nothing. You come with us, we say, you come with us. Don't worry. Perhaps later you go back and perhaps we have a little better before you to speak or something. If the people on earth, they get interested in spiritualism, they say, oh, spiritualism, no, that's bad. We go to church, no good spiritualism, that wicked. You know, we say, well, that is the only way. If you want to make conversation with friend on earth, you got to go to medium. Oh, medium, no, bad mediums, no good. But we say the only way, you know, if your relation, they make possible contact, you know, then you go and we speak, you speak. But, oh, funny people come here, don't want to have nothing to do with spirits. They want to get in touch with people on earth, all very complicated. You know, ooh, difficult, you know. You understand, huh?
Yes, we do.
You've been out a long time, this, huh?
Yes.
You're very different people, because many people, they don't know nothing, they don't understand nothing. All around in this room, many people, would like to make contact with relation and friend on earth, many people here. Mm-hmm. But no good, because their relation of people on earth won't have nothing to do with it. You know, many people over here, they're very unhappy when they first come because no one wants anything to do with them because they're dead. And they think, what's wrong? I'm the same person. Me no different. I still love my daughter, my husband, my wife, and I go and see them and they no notice. And they don't want to have anything to do with us now because we're dead, but we're not dead. We're alive, you see. And it's very hard for people at first when they come, many people. I understand, you know, want to make a message, take message of love, say I'm happy, I'm all right, don't worry about me, I'm not dead, one day we'll be together, I come and see you every day, I come speak with you if you let me. But people on earth, they don't want to know nothing, they think, so-and-so, he dead now. No, that's finished, you know, then they think other things, and they don't think no more about person that's dead, or if they do, they think of them long way away, you know, and perhaps one day maybe they see on in heaven or something, you know. All complicated, all very bad, I think, this, you know, that people should know about this, don't you think?
So we're trying to do that,
sir. Oh, we come last night, and we listened, you know, and everything, but no good.
Friend, how did you get on with your
process? Oh, I did not have good time. That's why I'm sad about people who come on come over and not know nothing. It's very bad when you not know nothing about this sort of thing, you know. I had a bad time. I couldn't understand why, you know, people not take no notice of me. I was walking long street, and people come in walking, you know, in toward me, take no notice, no one see me, no one listen to me when I speak to them. I stand in doorway of a shop for a long time one day, and people come and push past me, no one make any comment. One woman say I should go past to a friend. Ooh, what a bloody draft, she said. That was me. She think I was bloody draft, you know. She says, cold wind, but no cold wind. I think she get impression that it was weather. Many people don't know nothing about these things. Dreadful. I wish people understood that we are more alive now. Oh, a long time I try, make different places, you know, and try and attract attention. I once go back to my house, and I bang. But no one seemed to bother, and no one seemed to hear me bang. And my people, they're not interested. My people, you know, they learn religion, you know, and they go to the Catholic Church, because we Catholics, you see. And I try to make them understand, because my grandparents, they were not Catholics, they were nothing in no religion, and see, so my people gradually become religious. And they get worse, because I now know from my grandparents over here that when they was on earth, they knew about this, and they used to go to the head man, and he would get messages from people, and we know all about this. But when we become a little more civilized, so some people say, and we become religious, we don't know nothing. We seem to lose the natural gifts, the natural realization of these things. So shocking. I think that is a bad thing. Religion teach people things which may be in many ways good, but tell them it is wicked to contact the spirit. But that is good, because that is always what happened ancient times. And the tribes and the peoples, they knew of the realization, how you say, of spirit, and would communicate and would have much help from spirits. And spirits come with great love, help children that they leave behind and everything. But civilization and also religion tell people to be wicked. Oh, my people now, they would not have nothing to do with it, because I've been here now a good time. And only my grandchildren on earth now, that I learned many things since I come here. Oh, I was here for 40 odd years, long time now, I've been here, I'm good, but I'm very happy. I would not be nowhere else but in Spirit World. I think Spirit World wonderful, and the people understood how wonderful it is, maybe deeper. Maybe different than they believe, and nobody's I should please come to you. You such good people, because you good heart, you good, you have many people know. Oh, I was here yesterday, but no good to yesterday, so I knew about today, so I come today,
Thank you. Where do you live?
Oh, I live in Ghana.
Ghana.
Could you call Ghana?
Offense.
A long time ago now.
Yes, but how did you get held in the air? You were in that shop door, and how did you get
held
ahead of you after that?
Oh, a man come up to me, big man, tall man, yeah. He knows no clothes, and I thought, ooh, that's not good for people about here dressed up, you know, they think bad things, and he said to me, why you hang about door? I say, what do you mean I am about to? I try and make people understand you. First person may take no notice of me. He said, I know. I did. I say, what you say? He says, I did. He says, you did. I said, ooh, if I did, why no one may take no notice of me, only you? He says, because they don't see like we see. They not read like us, like you, and different. You know, they blind to things. So he says, brother, you're no good standing in a big doorway like this. You come away from here. These people don't want to know nothing about you. You come with me, brother. I look after you, brother. I show you, brother, the good things of life. Real life. This is not life for you no more. You finish with that life. These people, they still live on earth and they think only about things. You come away with me. Because, you know,
When I was on earth, I lived in a small place, but I used to, on certain days, sometimes, perhaps only twice a month, something, I used to go to town, and I used to like to dress up, you know, and I used to put on my best things, and I used to go to the shops, you know, and I used to sometimes not have much money, but I take a lot of fun in that, and I think when I first die, you know, I think, I go to town, I go to shops, I go look at places, and that was marvelous, because I did not have to ride, did not have to pay to get there. I go anywhere, you see, very good. But this man, he say, now, brother, you know, still around here, this may be good happiness for you when on earth, because you was on earth and with people, they knew you, you know, they could talk with you and talk, but these people now, they don't know you, they don't see you, you come away with me. So I go away with him, and I find myself in little place, oh, very little place, but very nice little place. In little place, what you call, I suppose, heaven, but not really heaven, in a sense, you know, like what's taught in peoples in church, no. But real place, and real peoples, and I see many friends that I have known that died, you know, and it was very good for me. And they showed me a beautiful house, big house, this one, where many people lived, with beautiful water in the center. It was as if it was, how you say, like a big hospital, but not hospital, but many rooms, many beautiful colors, and big lake, and I see many people swim in lake, and children playing in the sand, making things with the sand, you know. Mm-hmm. Everything was natural, everything was beautiful. All these people seemed very happy. And I say to myself, this is good, huh? And the other friend, he said to me, this brother for you is good, huh? You stay here, huh? For a little while, and you learn a little more, huh? And then you get better, and you make good efforts. I say, good, I like very much. But I say, I would like to go back, see my people, and make them understand this. He says, you try later, but he says, it's no good yet. In many cases, he says, many people don't know these things. Many people don't want to know these things. And these people on earth, they're only concerned with money and with the things of material things, he calls them. You know, I said, all right, I stay here. And I said, why I not see none of my own people? He said, you will see some of your own people soon. But he said, you stay here a little time, and you take notice what they tell you to do, and you follow up what they tell you to do, and you stop thinking about other things, and don't worry about shops and things and places and things that you like. Huh? You look after yourself here, you be a good aunt. And he introduced me to a very beautiful man, very tall man, very handsome man. And I gather him some sort of big man, you know, he's sort of, he's a charge, like, you know. And he said to me, brother, he says, you all right, you know how to worry. You come with me, brother, and I show you the beautiful place which you have been brought to, huh? And you'll be happy here with us. And when you know me the more, and you better, in yourself and your attitude of mind is different, he says, you will see how different everything and how wonderful everything is here. I said, good brother, I follow you brother, I like you brother. I have confidence in you brother. He said that he's good and he smiled at me. And he says, if he tell me things without speaking nothing, he says, if I know what is in his heart, which is marvelous, because here I learn now, one of the things, the important things is, to be able to communicate, you know, with each other by thoughts and not by words. Here you know the heart of a person. Here you know what a person is and what a person really thinks. This is marvelous because you can't be deceitful no more. You can't tell a lie no more. Here everyone knows when you tell a lie. And you soon find that out and you begin to think yourself different. And you act different and you be different. And you then feel so deep and happy. And because you know you're not hiding nothing from no one. You miss what you say, full of love, full of good intentions. Oh, when I was at school on earth, I learned lots of little things at school. That we used to say all sorts of things. You know, sometimes we tell terrible lies, what you call lies. Oh, that was stupid. Now I see how different everything can be. If only people learn to speak truth, and learn to be good, and act good, and think good, and do right, then there'd be no trouble in the world. But world is full of lies. World is full of people who pretend, say good things and mean bad things. World is full of people who speak peace and act for war in their hearts and bring war to the peoples. Poor people suffer for bad people in high places. Oh, I learned many things about wickedness of world and wickedness of heart of man. Heart of man could be great and good and right and pure, but it is full of dark and deceit. Ah, we learn many things, and I think to myself here after time, I wish I could do something for people on earth and go near them, make them feel different and act different and be different and learn truth so that they can come here full of love, full of understanding, not full of fear, full of deceit, and full of all the bad things which they bring with them. I realize that is impossible perhaps soon, and maybe it comes, who knows, huh? But I think how dreadful it is. Only people realize that they sow in all the time the seeds, and those seeds, they bear fruit one day, and they come in. It is important they should learn different. I want to help people, I want to help world. I come help everything, everybody, if possible. I want very much come, learn many things to people, teach people truth, huh?
So the table helps you,
huh? Me, no one important. No one important, no. But everyone call me Sammy. But that's not really my name. My name not really Sammy. But everyone on earth used to call me Sammy. I don't know why. I could call me Sammy, I suppose there was some reason. But as a little baby, many people say, in little Sammy. And it came like the fix on me. Everyone say Sammy this and Sammy that. And I grew up to be called Sammy. That's not my real name. That was due to missionaries. You know, when most missionaries, there was a man who used to be a preacher man, and he used to always refer to children, you know, and say Sammy, little Sammy. And somehow he called, how you say, my mama, she called me Sammy. Everyone called me Sammy. And they know my real name, but that will do, huh? You call me Sammy, huh?
But not today, your real name, Sammy. Did you get your name?
Kukuya.
Kukuya.
Kukuya. But my name is Sammy, too. I come to you another day, huh?
Sammy, could you guys put my...
Quick, big boss, what did you say? Oh, everything, very colorful. Very much good color. Beautiful, clear color. Lovely color. Everything bright, everything beautiful. And we sing, wonderful songs. Wonderful music, huh? Good music, beautiful music. And everyone here very happy where I am. But take time to reach that stage. Everyone not happy when they first come, because they bring too much bad things from earth, and their hearts full of anxiety and sadness, and they realize great many mistakes they make, huh? And they want to go back, put them right, and they find they come, but they're like, no, they're gonna wait, and in another way, work out for their own self, you know? No one can do it for you. Only in time can you do these things. People not understand it.
Sammy, what are you doing now?
Me, I now teach children. I teach the young children, and many children, all different kinds of children, from different nations. Now it is truly brotherhood, true brotherhood of spirit, brotherhood of man, true understanding, true realization of great things that are good and wonderful. That is how it should be. Huh? I have to go now. I come talk with you maybe sometime, I said. Great spirit bless you. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.